We just had a question sent in from the chat room from a 13-year-old student at Clifton Middle School. And the question is, we're wondering if you could explain why there's no evidence of dinosaurs in the Houston area. We know that we do not have rocks for fossils, but is it possible that dinosaurs roamed here but left no evidence?
Well, it's almost certain that they roamed there and left no evidence. Let me go back to this map, if I can, and show you. Now, Houston is down here, and you'll see that it's in yellow. That yellow reflects rocks that were deposited in the Ice Age by rivers. And if you look in those, if you look along the bayous around Houston, you will find Ice Age animals. If you go to the Houston Museum, you'll see some. But basically, the rocks that are covering up, that are on the surface and covering up everything below, are too young to have dinosaurs in it. So you will not find dinosaurs on the surface coming out of the rocks there in Houston. You'll have to go up to these green areas. But any place any place there was a land surface during the Mesozoic era, then it's likely that dinosaurs roamed on it.
Lewis, we have a couple more questions. Carlos asks, how many dinosaurs have been found in Texas? How many different kinds?
Oh, that is a really good question. Now, to answer that, I don't know the exact number, but I can tell you that there are two big groups of dinosaurs, as you know. There are the bird-hipped and lizard-hipped, and then there are different groups within those big groups. And in Texas, we have every major group of dinosaurs represented. We have the giant sauropods, we have the meat-eating theropods, we have Deinonychus and that group, we have the armored dinosaurs, we have the bonehead dinosaurs. Every major group is represented in Texas. And the reason for that is our sampling, our rocks that sample the dinosaur times, are spread through it. So we get the early ones and the late ones.
Now Jack asks, is the Loch Ness Monster a dinosaur in our time?
Now that is a great question. And the answer to that, I want to show you one more picture. This is from the Cedar Hill area of Dallas. And you see this Mr. Tidwell here, he's right next to a long-necked plesiosaur. These are the kinds of marine reptiles that lived in rocks deposited in the ocean. It is not the Loch Ness Monster, and the Loch Ness Monster is modeled after plesiosaurs, but Loch Ness Monsters don't exist. There's no real evidence for it. It's just kind of scary imaginary things that are a lot of fun, but if we're going to be real scientific detectives, we have to look at the evidence, and the evidence we have says that these things lived long ago in their plesiosaurs.
Now David has been keeping up with current events, and he asks, do you have any information on Cynornithosaurus, a new dinosaur that's been discovered recently?
I think what you know what? That's a great question. What David is referring to are the really spectacular kinds of new dinosaurs that are being found in China and Mongolia that are related to closely related to birds. There's some very bird-like dinosaurs and very dinosaur-like birds. And it's very, very important to study those. I will point out that there is a Texas connection there because we have a graduate student at SMU that is working in Mongolia and Western China and has just found some grit, like parakeet grit, inside the chest of a ostrich mimic dinosaur.
We have time for one more quick question, and then I think we're going to look at a video clip of some of the historic work that's been done on dinosaur tracks in Texas, because we're working on this track mystery, and I understand that R.T. Byrd worked in the late 1930s on some of the tracks in Somerville County near Glen Rose. But Alexander asked real quickly, what is the largest meat eater?
Oh, well, you know, everybody wants to have the biggest and meanest. I think T-Rex is still right up there at the top. There are other things like Giganotosaurus from South America that's equally large in size. I'd just like to say that with regard to Texas, we have this whole history, even including the big extinction that's recorded at Big Bend, which now everyone thinks or looks at as being the result of an asteroid hitting the Earth, or at least that's the kind of conclusion that evidence is being led to.
Okay, I think we're going to crank up some video footage that was shot in 1939.